You also have an increase in bilingualism if the society does not have what I call unilingual modernity ideology, meaning the historical thing that we largely get from the French Revolution, which is that to be a modern, developed, national state, you need only one language for citizenship rights. India is a society that doesn't have that. So there is a much more easy relationship with multilingualism in India than there is in most European countries that have inherited the ideology of modernity being rooted in unilingualism.